This was the last significant hurdle for this plan, and even though most Republican representatives voted against it, it passed on a 61-35 vote. Supporters say when the measure is finally law, it will make sure rape victims who visit a hospital or clinic are immediately given the option of taking the morning after pill to prevent a pregnancy. Democrat Ann Raychuk of Balsam Lake was Polk County's sheriff before she was elected to the state assembly. She told her colleagues that in her old job, she encountered rape victims regularly.
I see the sheer terror in their eyes. As a police officer, they look to me for help. These same victims are looking to you and me today for help.
But critics of this plan say a mandate on hospitals is essentially a mandate on its doctors and nurses. While Wauwatosa Republican Leah Vukmir says that means even if healthcare workers object, the state will be forcing them to carry out this procedure.
You're putting healthcare professionals in a position through this legislation of going against their conscience and doing something that they believe will end the life of an unborn child.
But proponents say that's misleading for a couple reasons. For one, if any doctor objects to emergency contraception, another doctor or nurse at their hospital can administer it instead. Proponents also stress that emergency contraception only prevents pregnancies and does not cause an abortion. The plan next heads to the state Senate. Lawmakers there are likely to approve some minor changes before sending it to the governor's desk for his signature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.